can all turn our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 1. We're in a series on 2 Timothy. And I just wanted you to catch that. We are in the area of light the fire here, fan the flame. I'm going to light this up here. See if it'll go here. Very good. I want you to watch that the whole sermon. I don't know if it's a half hour. I'm not going to quit till that burns all the way down. I think it's a 15-minute candle. But when I was reading through 2 Timothy, this phrase caught my eye, and I planned a whole sermon on it. And it says, fan into flame the gift of God that has been given to you. You got it. I was going to put some fans up here, and I was going to build a fire. Somebody stuck this here. They did not trust me. Patrick said, "Preacher, did you put that there?" And I go, "No." Pastor Scott said, "Did you know?" I said, "Who put that there?" I tell you, it's good to have the Rushings with us right there. They are been having a tough time. Let's give them a hand for being here. It's good to have them here. James, come and read it. Text for us, please. 2 Timothy chapter 1.
We'll be reading verses 3 through 14, and it's on page 879 in your pew Bible. If you would please stand as we read. 2 Timothy chapter 1, starting in verse 3. I thank God, whom I serve for my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, for of me his prisoner. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of the sound words which thou hast heard of me, in the faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Thank you. You may be seated.
Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for your gift to us, the word that you've inspired and given to us to read, even just now, in a great example from the Apostle Paul of the seriousness with which he took his ministry, the seriousness with which he took the word, the testimony that you have given to us. God, help us not to be ashamed. Help us to take your word for the treasure it is. Help us to see it as sweeter, Lord, than honey from the honeycomb. Help us to be satisfied and filled with your word. I pray now, as it's open for us, that you'll help our ears to be attentive to what you have for us. Help Pastor as he preaches, and help us to see Jesus through this word you've given to us, and to see him, our great salvation. Amen.
yesterday I couldn't even talk. I'm glad today I can, but I talked all through Sunday school, so I'm glad I only have 20 minutes, but you're not coming tonight, so... Okay, so I'm not watching the clock, and hey, preach the word. It is amazing what God has given us in this text here to realize what is going on, that we have the gospel given to us. I've started this series 4 weeks into it, and this is the fourth week. I wanted to put some emphasis on fanning our faith, and we need to fan our faith flame, okay? I'm not going to spend much time here. I preached a message on all Scripture, is that right? Is God breathing into and out of us, each of us? And it's the Word of God. He breathes it in and we breathe it out. I hope that is, don't forget that sermon, huh? That is a great sermon, that it's life. It's God coming into me and God going out of me as you're reading the Bible. And if you're having a tough time, remember I said God will do CPR on you, okay? That He will breathe as you read the Bible. He will breathe into you. And we need that terribly. That was our first series. Last week, I preached on right, living right in a wrong world. And we are to fan the flame of our faith in that way. The only emphasis I'm going to reemphasize this morning is expect the godly Christian to be godly. Huh? Expect the godly Christian that we must be godly, and that is so important here. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, it says, I am reminded of your sincere faith. It was genuine. It was committed. It was real. It was alive. It was light. Is that right? It came alive, okay? And it's so important that we catch it. Everything's in 2 Timothy, okay? You're all right if you're in 2 Timothy. So I'm going to stop saying 2 Timothy. Chapter 2, verse 22. It says that we are to pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace along with those who call on the name of the Lord out of a pure heart, that we are to breathe in and breathe out God in His Word, and to expect the godly to be godly, to expect us to be godly, and to fan the flame of our faith every day with the Word of God and truth and obedience, and say, God, help me, that we not just be the routine so many times in our lives. Our Christian faith loses fire. It does. The devil, the world, the flesh is after you.
Amen.
And there's times that it just cools off. And you got to note that it's trying to blow you out. Okay? And the first thing you have to notice when your flame is out, that it's out. If you don't notice that, you're still coming to church, you still pray, you still do your lesson or whatever. Can you do all that and the flame be out? Yes, yes. First, you got to realize the thrill, the passion, the hope, the joy has gone. And you got to say, restore unto me what? The joy of my salvation. And you got to get in your word, you got to get in prayer, and you got to get the flame going again. You don't want to just have routine. You just don't want to come to church because it's Sunday. Should you have church every day? Yeah, yeah. And you don't want it just to be an old routine or something that you're doing all the time, that you're just going through the motions. You want your faith flame to be kindled and rekindled and fanned every day. Can't say that enough. That's not my sermon. That's a pre-sermon. That's free. Do we grow cold? Huh? Let's all admit it. What do you do when you first got to admit? When I read my Bible this morning, I didn't hear from God. The next day, you better read that Bible, or that evening, read that Bible till God talks to you. And I heard he doesn't talk the first 15 minutes. It takes time. Is that right? It takes time. You got to read it again. Is that right? Read it again. Well, I didn't get anything out. Well, you better read it again. It's God's book. And to rekindle the fire, to stir it up. And you want the fire to be coming. You don't want to just be a Christian because grandma was, or that's what you are, and it's not meant anything to you. You know, the Bible's really not charging me up. The Bible's not speaking to me. My prayer's just bouncing off the ceiling. I come to church and I just sit there and nothing happens. I want you to know God's here. God's in the book. God's hearing prayers. And it's not His problem. I just need to keep fired up, my faith fired up, and you need to feed your faith with the Word of God and truth and brotherhood. You need the church needs you, you need your Bible, you need prayer, you need ministry, is that right? But don't just go through the motions. Secondly, I only have 2 points. We need to keep fanning your ministry flame. Keep fanning your ministry flame. And chapter 1, verse 14, it says, guard the good deposit. I looked that up, and it means your ministry gift, that you entrusted me. He wants you to be salt and light, and you're to guard that. God, you've called me to minister. You've saved me. That's my faith. Keep that flame fanned. And then we got to keep our ministry. Well, I don't have a ministry. I want you to know, every person has a spiritual gift. Let me say that again. I want to, amen. Every believer has a spiritual gift. Probably 3, 4, or 5. Or God can gift what you're doing. And it's so important that you realize that. And it says here in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, fan into flame, rekindle it, make full use of it. A small spark grows into a flame, a fire. Fan into flame. Keep kindling the fire of the spiritual gift God imparted to you. It's a gift. Now this was to Timothy. It was given to him by the laying on of hands. How many of you have had the hands of the elders laid upon you as a ministry call? Andrew here. It's good to have Andrew. Pastor Kyle, okay. Well, you know, Paul said, wow, I've had they've given me, the elders have given to me. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 11 to 12, Paul says, for which I, Paul, was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher, as this is why I suffer. Timothy was called to be a preacher. Paul was called to be a preacher, and he suffered for it, and everybody knew it. Well, preacher, I'm not called to be a preacher. And nobody's going to come and lay hands on me and declare, we agree that God has called you to be a preacher and a teacher and a prophet and a person, an evangelist. And I want you to know that Shelly Shuck is called to bake. How many agree with it? It's all lays hands. We can't lay hands on her, but we can. She's got the gift. Okay. Rose in the nursery has the gift. Is that right? You know, and it's so important that we see that we realize there's many in our church that's done a lot, and some of our ladies have been in the nursery for 1,000 years, okay, ministering, and some of them have been in our twos and threes. Our twos and threes teacher, when we had Tim, the greatest lesson they taught Tim was this one. Greatest lesson. And zip his lip and be quiet. You wouldn't think that. The person doing the food in the church, the person doing the cleaning of the church, the person doing the parking lot, the person doing the games and VBS, are they a calling of God? You need to realize that you have a gift. You need to realize you have a part in the ministry of this church, be it on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, you know. Be it at work, be it in the neighborhood, be it whatever, be it with family, be it with friends. You were called, you were saved by faith, and you need to fan that faith flame. But also, you were saved to serve, to minister, and you need to fan into flame the gifts that God has given you. Well, I don't have too much. The preacher at camp, who is the most powerful preacher I've ever met, just intense, man. And he said when he was a kid, he hated speaking. He couldn't do a speech. He couldn't do anything. God did it. And you look at it today. You look at people like Billy Graham. If you knew the story of Billy Graham, you'd be amazed. And you realize, I want you to know, it's just one person at a time. You know what I'm saying? And that's so important that we grasp that and realize this is what God wants us to have and our spiritual gifts. Put the spiritual gifts up. The Bible gives a spiritual gifts list in Romans chapter 12. If you want to write that down, write that down. Romans chapter 12, 6 to 8 to 13 gives all the spiritual gifts and gives a lot of them. The one is that it helps. Well, preacher, I can help. Yeah, that's one of the spiritual gifts. It's encouragement. Do you just walk in and try to encourage people? See somebody down? Mercy. You're just helping people. And you're just there to do those things. All spiritual gifts are people encouraging people. People giving the Bible to people. People counseling people. People helping people. People going to somebody's home and putting on a deck. Huh? Ministering. People, it's calling them up and say, I'll take your kids and give y'all a date night. Is that right? That's ministry. Ministry. And I drove up to camp. Is that ministry? Yeah, took them up there. I had to listen to them scream and holler all the way up. I had to listen to them sleep all the way back. Okay. You know, you're just giving of yourself. What'd you do today for God? That's the question. What'd you do? Who'd you try to help get a little joy of heaven today? That's it. And you mean, preacher, I was put on this earth to try to just give Jesus away in helping, caring, encouraging, blessing? Yeah, that's it. Go to work that way. Go to the grocery store that way. Last night, I was coming to church at 8 o'clock. And I was driving down the street. And I've been wanting to talk to a certain person. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw that person at a house that I didn't even know that person would be at that house. Quarter mile. Drove around the block, pulled up in the driveway. I don't know if that person was wanting to see me or not. But God led me to that person. And I'm excited. I would jump, but you wouldn't want to see me come down. God wants to use you. You need to believe that. You need to believe that with all of your soul. That He just wants to use you. He wants to be a part in your life. Put up the next slide. Put up the next slide. Hit all the points there. I'm not going to hit them all. If you want to write them all down there. It's important that you realize, you know, first you got to present yourself to God. Chapter 2, verse 15. Is that right? God, use me. Wake up every morning and say, God, I'm here. You're great. I fanned my faith today, and now I'm going to fan my ministry. Use me in somebody's life today in word or deed or help or hug or whatever. First thing I did to this person last night at 8 o'clock was hug them. First thing. But the greatest spiritual gift you can give somebody is hug them. Very important. Secondly, is rightly handling the word of truth. You got to be in your Bible. You know, the book in you, breathing in, breathing out the book. If you're not in your Bible, you'll not fan the faith of your fame of your faith. You'll not fan your ministry flame. And then you got to be ready to do every good work. God, what would you want me to do? Serve in the nursery, help clean the church, help in a Sunday school class. I love our teenagers involved in our children's ministries on Wednesday, our junior churches, our Sunday schools. We try to jump them in everywhere. If you do not have a ministry here at church or a ministry you've developed in your neighborhood or in your subdivision or at work or one-on-one, you go in and try to bless people every day, you should have a purpose for Jesus of going to work, going to an event, going to a sporting event. Is that right? That's why we're here. And then number four, to endure. Don't quit. Huh? Is everybody going to be on the sidelines praising you? Oh, you're a great person. You're a great person. No. Don't quit. You're doing this for who? For the audience of what? One. God. And lastly, fulfill your ministry. Write these down. These are just straight from the Bible. And I put them together. Fulfill your ministry. Your ministry. Each of us have a ministry. And I love 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. This is the New Living. It says, give your complete attention to these matters, Timothy. Throw yourself into your task so that everyone will see your progress. What's your task? What's your task? Put up next slide. It's back to the gifts here. What's your task? What's your calling? Well, preacher, I can't talk too good. Boy, I hate to get up on the platform. Oh, there's a lot more than on the platform. Is that right? And just loving people. Caring, going to work and having ice cream bars. If you'd go to work with 24 ice cream bars, you'll minister to 24 people. Huh? And then they'll come and start talking to you. Thank you. And you see somebody hurting, you see it on their face, in their visage, and you say, "Can I pray for you?" You just turned ice cream bars into ministry. And it took the ice cream bars to get to the ministry, so ice cream bars are ministry. So I expect 24 ice cream bars next Sunday, right here. I got to quit here. You have a ministry flame. We've already talked about a faith flame that you got to keep going. You have a ministry flame. Preacher, I don't feel adequate. That's where you're supposed to be. Preacher, I don't feel I have the gifts. That's all. I don't know what to say. Did the Bible say, I'll fill your mouth? Amen. Did he say that? It says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. The only way you're going to ever experience God giving you the words to say is to speak. Well, I'll just do terrible. You'll do terrible. It's all right. Do terrible. I believe. With all my heart, I'm preaching here this morning. I knew it would be shortened. But I believe with all my heart, it's not the words I say. God's talking to every one of you. Differently, huh? Differently. If I had to be a great preacher like Tom Farrell, I'd quit. I believe that God helps me. And as I speak, God talks to all of you differently. I have people come up afterward and say, "Preacher, that was great." I usually say, "What did I say?" And they usually say something. I say, "I don't remember saying that." See, I believe it's about God. Is that right? And so you have a gift. You can help people. You can encourage people. You can hug people. You can just listen. Is listening a gift? Listening to people. You don't have to be a teacher and a preacher. Now, you do have to present yourself to God, handle the Word of God, be ready to do anything for God. Don't quit doing it and fulfill your ministry. You do have to do that. But God, use me. Use me. God, use me. Light my fire. When I get discouraged, let me do this. I seen this on YouTube yesterday. See, did you see that? Did you see that? Did you see that? It jumps. It jumps. I saw that on YouTube yesterday. I said, I wonder if it really works. I'm going to do it one more time. Did you see that? I wasn't touching the wick. I wasn't touching the wick. I wasn't. Could you see that? Anybody see it? Jump to it. Something worked. Okay. If you are the only one that has your light shining for Jesus where you are, is that enough? Is that enough? If you're the only person that's shining for Jesus at your work, in your home, or whatever, is that enough? Only one person. Only one person. Does it get brighter as the lights go off? Huh? There's only one light in this whole church right now, right there. You can do it. We need you. God needs you. You need to fan your faith flame every day. When you get discouraged, get back up. Is that right? Get back in the Word. And then fan your ministry. Preacher, I don't know where to begin. Start someplace. Just volunteer. I could do that. I could help. I could help in this class. I could help here. I could start praying for people. I could start giving candy bars away or ice cream bars at work, huh? People. Touching people. Turn the lights back on. We need to fan the flame. Is that right? You need to fan your faith flame, and you need to fan your ministry flame. And the children, as Patrick said, they can do all kinds of ministry. When you do a ministry, take your children with you. If you're going to be a greeter, should your children be right with you, be greeting? Yeah. We try to get our teens involved in all the children's ministries, doing something. VBS, I think we had about 130 people here ministering all over the place. From doing games to doing crafts to doing yummy bars to doing everything. Find your gift. If you don't know what it is, talk to myself, Pastor Kyle, talk to one of the Sunday school teachers, talk to one of the team leaders in all the ministries we have. Ask them, say, hey, could I help you somewhere? Or just go to work tomorrow with 24 bars of ice cream. And I'll tell you, you'll minister to a bunch of people. Pray God. God, help me as I give these out. Give them out. And then you'll realize a person will come and say thank you. Then a person will be broken. You'll see their countenance. Hey, can I pray for you? Oh man, I lost my job. My grandma died. You know, are people hurting? Are people hurting out there? Amen. Yes. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, help each of us to know that you saved us. And Lord, it's all but grace. But we got to keep fired up. We got to keep that hope alive, that trust alive, that thrill alive, that joy alive, that purpose, that meaning. I've been forgiven, and to really believe it and let it thrill you as you read the Bible. Lord, when that's gone, help us know that the fire's out and we got to rekindle. We got to reflame. We got to restart. Lord, help us. Lord, when our ministry, we got to realize He wanted us to fan into flame the gifts of God which are in you by the Holy Spirit. We have a calling. Well, Lord, I don't think I can do anything. That's not God's book. You have a reason for living. Just take God with you wherever you're going. Be it playing, be it working, be it shopping, be it vacation. Just people. People are hurting all over the place, and they need somebody just to care and just to give them a little bit of Jesus love. Lord, help us all to enter the ministry. and to daily fan into flame the gifts of God, the spiritual gifts of God that He has given us because He wants to use us. Lord, help us to light the fire in our lives every day. In Jesus' name, amen.